Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The 2% Club. Only 2% of the population have pensions, and one BIM, saved by Joe F. Schmitz Jr. is a non-fiction retirement planning book focused on a very specific financial group, people who have both a pension and at least 1 million saved for retirement. The book argues that this combination creates a planning environment that is materially different from the one faced by most retirees. Because traditional advice often assumes either a pension or a self-funded portfolio, not both. Drawing on the author's background as a retirement planner, the book emphasizes tax strategy, income coordination, withdrawal planning, and estate considerations. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical. It aims to help readers understand how to manage pension income and substantial assets together in a way that improves efficiency, reduces avoidable taxes, and supports a more deliberate retirement plan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the pension plus 80 million profile requires specialized retirement planning. The central idea of the book is that retirees with both a pension and significant savings occupy a narrow but complex planning category. A pension can create dependable income, but it also changes how the rest of the portfolio should be used, taxed, and preserved. When large tax-deferred accounts or other savings are layered on top of pension income, the retiree can face higher taxable income than expected, which affects withdrawal timing. Social Security decisions and long-term cash flow. The book treats this as a distinct planning problem rather than a simple wealth milestone. That distinction matters because the usual retirement formulas often focus on replacing salary or drawing down a portfolio. While this group must coordinate multiple income sources at once, the result is a more customized strategy that blends stability with flexibility. The book's value lies in showing why a strong balance sheet does not automatically produce a simple retirement, especially when taxes and income sequencing are not planned carefully. Secondly, the five pillars of pension planning as a framework for coordinated decisions. A major organizing feature of the book is the author's five pillars of pension planning, which serves as a framework for managing retirement decisions in a structured way. While the broader public often thinks of retirement as a matter of choosing investments and spending less, the book presents it as a system involving income, taxes, risk, estate design, and implementation. This framework is important because it discourages piecemeal decision-making. For example, choosing how to take a pension, where to withdraw funds from first, and how to position accounts for later taxes are not isolated choices. They affect one another. The pillar-based approach reflects the book's emphasis on integration. Pension income should not be considered separately from the rest of the financial picture. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who want a planning process rather than a list of isolated tips. Even without relying on complex finance jargon, the structure points readers toward a more disciplined and complete retirement strategy. Thirdly, tax planning as the book's main lever for improving retirement outcomes. Tax efficiency is one of the book's strongest themes, and it is presented as a primary way to improve retirement results for pension holders. Because pension income is generally taxable, retirees in this category can find themselves in higher tax brackets than expected, especially if they also have tax-deferred retirement accounts. The book's logic is that the size of the nest egg alone is not the key issue. How and when money is accessed matters just as much. This is why Roth conversions, RMD management, and withdrawal sequencing are repeatedly emphasized in the source material. These tools are not framed as universal solutions, but as planning techniques that can be particularly useful when used before taxes become unavoidable. The book's practical contribution is in connecting tax timing to retirement freedom. Rather than reacting to tax bills after distributions begin, readers are encouraged to think in advance about how account structure affects future flexibility. That makes the book more strategic than generic retirement guides that treat taxes as a secondary issue. Fourthly, coordinating pension income with investment withdrawals and risk control. The book also addresses how pension income changes the role of investments in retirement. A pension can cover part of a retiree's essential spending, which may reduce pressure on the portfolio, but it does not eliminate the need for an intentional withdrawal strategy. In fact, the existence of guaranteed income can create both opportunity and complexity. On one hand, it may allow for a more flexible investment allocation because not every expense depends on market returns. On the other hand, large savings still need to be positioned carefully so that they last, remain tax-aware, and support future spending needs. The book appears to stress that retirees should not follow a generic withdrawal rule without checking whether it fits their pension situation. This matters because risk management in retirement is not only about market volatility. It also includes sequence of returns risk, inflation risk, and the risk of drawing from the wrong account at the wrong time. The book's approach is therefore practical. It links pension income to portfolio behavior, rather than treating the two as separate financial silos. Lastly, estate planning, and professional coordination for higher net worth retirees. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on coordinated planning across multiple professionals. The source material suggests that the author encourages collaboration among financial planners, CPAs, and estate attorneys because pension income and substantial assets create consequences that extend beyond daily budgeting. Estate design matters when the retiree has tax-deferred accounts, survivor considerations, and a desire to pass wealth efficiently. The book, therefore, treats retirement planning as a team process rather than a one-person task. This is especially relevant for readers whose asset base is large enough that mistakes can have lasting effects on heirs or surviving spouses. It also helps explain why the book stands apart from simpler retirement books. Instead of giving broad advice about saving and spending, it works from the assumption that sophisticated retirees need coordination among income planning, tax planning, and legacy planning. That broader perspective makes the book useful not only for individuals, but also for advisors who work with clients in this niche and need a more complete framework for implementation. In conclusion, the 2% Club is best suited for retirees and pre-retirees who have both a pension and substantial savings, along with the advisors who serve them. Its main benefit is not broad retirement inspiration, but practical clarity around a situation that many general finance books do not handle well. Readers who fall into this niche will likely gain a better understanding of how pensions affect tax brackets, withdrawal sequencing, Roth conversions, and the coordination of income sources. But the book is also useful for people who sense that standard retirement advice does not fit their circumstances, even if they have strong savings and stable income. What makes it stand out in the retirement planning category is its focus on a narrow intersection of wealth and income, rather than on generic accumulation or basic budgeting. The book frames retirement as an integrated planning problem, where taxes, income, investments, and estate choices must work together. That specialized perspective gives it a clearer target audience and a more actionable purpose than many broader retirement books. For readers in the 2% profile, it offers a focused lens on decisions that can materially affect long-term financial efficiency and peace of mind. If you would like to support Joe F. Schmitz Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.